Well, Jim, this morning here we have Ron with us. Ron, we want to welcome you to the radio broadcast.
Well, thank you. It's great to be in here. That's the first time I've been in this room. This is exciting.
Well, our listeners, they can't see the room, but we have a little radio booth that we have here at the Mission that's kind of tucked away in the lower level of the Mission building, and this is where Reverend Kaiser and I get to do the broadcast every week.
Wow.
Now, Ron, we're introducing you to our listeners this week. So they share a little bit about yourself and how you came to Haven of Rest and maybe what your role is here now.
Okay. Thank you. I grew up in the area. I grew up in Louisville, actually, and went to Bible College in Springfield, Missouri. And from there, went to California, 10 years, did youth ministry, came back to North Canton and did youth ministry there for 20 years, another church. And then I was at a church in Rootstown and did ministry there for 12 years. So my wife and I were involved in pastoral ministry for 42 years. So I had resigned from that and been looking to see how God wanted me to finish my ministry. What do you want me to do, God? How do you want me to fit in? And somebody from our church mentioned that the Haven was looking for positions, so I looked into it and came and interviewed. And they were looking for somebody to be the liaison between the Haven and pastors, and from the pastors to the Haven. And so since I've been involved with ministry and knew a lot of pastors, it seemed like a good fit. So I just work part-time here, and so I enjoy getting to meet pastors. I'm not too familiar with the Akron area yet, and so I'm getting to meet a lot of great pastors in Akron. And so I've been enjoying that. So that's a little bit of my background. And I've got two sons that are grown and five grandchildren. And they all live in Hartville, so I enjoy that. Thanks for asking.
Well, Ron, you know, as we talk about this, you know, I think title-wise, church ambassador is what I hear when I listen to you talking here and reconnecting with the church. Yeah. We know since 2019, you know, pre-COVID, and then as we went into COVID, there was a lot of changes in our churches, and you've been doing a really good job of reconnecting with the churches, but there's been a lot of new leadership. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. I've, as pastors have been involved in their church, usually the church secretary is the one that outlives all the pastors, and but there's been pastors come and go, and I've talked to some pastors that say, yeah, we're closing the doors next month, and I'm retiring, and we don't know what we're going to do. So there's a lot of change in leadership, and that's normal. So here at Haven, what we have to do is reconnect with the new pastors and reintroduce ourselves. Some churches have been partners with Haven for decades, and yet the new leadership doesn't know the Haven. And so we have to reintroduce and talk about the opportunities that are here at Haven, and then really to talk to the pastors and say, how can we support you? How can we help you? And so a lot of the pastors that I talk to on the phone, we end up praying together, and sometimes we meet together and we pray how we can support you, what kind of ministries do we have at the Haven that can help you. I was a pastor at a church in Rootstown, and I had people come and knock at the door needing help, and I didn't know what to do because our church didn't have the resources, but I was not aware of everything that Haven provided. And had I known that, then I could have made a phone call and we could have connected them. I just wasn't aware. So now I try to let the pastors know, hey, here are things that Haven of Rest can help you with. But you have to help because there's new pastors, and it will continue. And sometimes you have a long relationship. I just talked to a pastor that he's had a relationship with Haven for 30 years, and he just retired. And mm-hmm. So I got to meet the new pastor, and so you have to reintroduce. But we've had really awesome churches that have been partners with Haven for decades, and we're so grateful for that. And so I'm getting to meet some of them because I didn't know all of them, and I'm really humbled by their ministry and how they're involved.
Many of our listeners that have been longtime friends of Haven of Rest probably have a memory of Reverend Thomas coming and speaking at their church. Mm-hmm. Reverend Thomas was so active in so many area churches, letting people know about what Haven of Rest does and how we can partner with local churches. And it's encouraging, Ron, to see you in your role taking up that mantle and really making sure that we have strong relationships with the local church, because we don't want to exist just as an island in downtown Akron. We want to be a help to the community that we exist in, and churches are one of the primary ways we partner. And I know that you've been doing some work with our men's division and some other departments at Haven of Rest with some new initiatives that we're really trying to strengthen That's one of the ways that Haven of Rest can kind of be an arm to the local church and a help. Maybe share a little bit about what you've been partnering on and trying to build up.
That's a great question. Well, first of all, we realize that Christ's plan on planet Earth is through the church, not through any parachurch organization. So the church has got to be central to everything that happens ministry-wise. There are incredible ministries like Haven of Rest that come alongside the church to help them. So in our mentoring program, we have men that we're working with that are in the program for, let's say, 9 to 12 months. And in the middle of that program, around the six-month time, we need to have them connected to local churches, because once they leave this program, then what? So we're trying to get the local churches around Haven of Rest to take these men and begin mentoring them. And then hopefully these men will be part of their church for the rest of their life, because the Great Commission is a corporate mandate given to the church to teach them all that Christ commanded. And the only place that's going to happen is to the church. Haven of Rest has them for a number of months. So the churches have got to be involved, and we realize that it's vital for the churches. So all of our ministries, we need the churches, and we, for instance, in the mentoring program, so we have some churches say, we'll be glad to mentor them, but we don't know how to do that. So the Haven of Rest says, all right, we'll train you. So our men's division director, Jesse, will come in and train you how to minister to marginalized people, how to minister to their guys in the program, and they'll have training, providing materials. And so we don't expect the pastors to do the mentoring. They're very busy. But the pastor identifies some men that have a heart for these guys, and so they'll be trained. But again, it's the local church doing it, because that's going to last, hopefully, the rest of their lives, hopefully their families and their friends. So the churches are vital. So that's what we're trying to do. Thank you. That's a good question.
Well, you know, Jim, before COVID, pre-2019, Ron, we used to have on a yearly basis, we would have a pastor's breakfast here. Oh. And the pastors would come, and it wouldn't just be the pastors, it'd also be the secretaries, just yep. because it's going to tie into your response. Because a lot of times they didn't know what to do
right.
when someone came at their door, and they had no clue. So when we did these conferences, this would be a great time to not only educate, mm. but they could ask us questions. And Jim, this is something we're looking to do here in the future again, is to reestablish that. And Ron, as you make these connections uh-huh. in the churches, whether it's out in Hartville or Canton or in Akron, this will be something in the future that we're hoping to bring back, because there has been so many changes that have happened right. over the years. And so to re-educate, you just had a group in here not too long ago in regards to the mentor program. Mm-hmm. We had a little breakfast for some of the pastors. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. We had talked to the pastors ahead of time and told them what we were trying to do, and asked them if they were at all interested, and if they were, to come to the meeting. And so at the meeting, we just shared the heart and the need that needs to happen for mentoring our men. And the pastors had it. We wanted to learn from the churches, because the churches, I mean, they're on the cutting edge. I mean, they're right there. And so the pastors had some good suggestions. They said, hey, now, when we mentor, what's the best place to have it, and what do we talk about? And here's kind of some things we've tried that work and haven't worked. So those were all things we just interacted with. And the churches, the pastors came away very excited. The next week after our meeting, I had two of the pastors text me and thanked me for allowing them to be part of the mm-hmm. mentoring program. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, because we were asking for their help, and they were excited that we asked them to be part of it. So they've already engaged some men in their church, and they've talked to their church leadership and their board, and they're all behind it. And they said, come on, give us men, we're ready. And so we've got three churches right now that are actively involved, and we're hoping to expand that. So having different churches is good, because we try and make a connection. Which guy fits best at which church? And we just want to make sure that it's a good fit, something that's going to last for a long time. So not everybody fits in the same church. That's why there's so many churches. Mm-hmm. But the pastors have the heart, and they want this. We know they can't mentor, but they provide it. So that came out of the meeting, and they were excited about it. And our director of our men's ministry, Jesse, spoke and shared his vision. And so I think they really got it. And so they're ready to go. And it's already started. I know it's happened just last week. There's some guys are starting to be mentored. So we're really excited about that. But again, it's a local church, and the pastors are directing it.
So exciting thing here that I feel big picture is going on is that, you know, Haven of Rest exists as a missionary outreach in downtown Akron. And we're, by the grace of God, we are winning people to Christ, and, and they're in dire situations, and they are finding Jesus at Haven of Rest, whether it's in our chapel services, in our day rooms, or in our shelter, or on our long-term programs. And one of the things that has been such a blessing to me through the years is seeing when one of the men or women that we're able to share Christ with comes to know Christ, when they connect at the local church level, which is really what we're talking about with you as a church ambassador. When those men and women connect in a local church, find that life-giving community, being part of the body of Christ, it's not just that the church is a blessing to them, which is certainly the case, that they now are a part of, they realize how big God's family is and all that comes with that, but they're a blessing to the church as well.
That's right.
And as they begin to not only serve at the church and grow, what I've found, especially if we go back to the mentorship program with men on the program, when they come to the church, an adult new believer who's saying, I need discipled. I need to, it raises the level of the local church as they rise to meet the need of, hey, we've got new believers coming in the church that need to grow in Christ. And everybody kind of, everybody's better because of it. And I love that dynamic that in many ways we get to be out there, tip of the spear, really trying to win people to Christ. But then we, when there's a strong relationship with the local church, it's so awesome to see how it's just, it works together. And we're all helping God's kingdom grow. So Ron, I know as we continue to talk here, you've had an opportunity to see some of this in motion in just the last 5-6 months. And are there any in particular, share maybe some quick thoughts of how God's really just sparked in your mind some of what we've just described. What are the things that really are starting to excite you about the idea of Haven of Rest partnering with local churches?
Well, I was talking to a pastor last Tuesday, and he says his church is kind of in a bubble, and they think everybody's a Christian in their community and everything's fine. And he says that's not. But he sees Haven of Rest as an opportunity for his church to get uncomfortable, to start reaching into Akron, which is not the bubble, Christian bubble, and to see how there's homeless and there's needy and there's drug abuse and there's women that need help. And so he wants us as Haven to come and get his church uncomfortable and to bring some of our people from our program down to talk to him and bring the volunteers here just to see what's going on, because he does sermons on evangelism, but they need to be out of their bubble. And so he really excited about his partnership with Haven to help his church become more evangelistic, to be missional locally. They're about within an hour drive, so they're able to do that. So that's exciting. And we're looking for churches to say, hey, we want to partner with Haven and be an ambassador church. And that's a church that says we want to be actively involved, and we're going to have a person within our church, just be the contact person we can send information to, either email or snail mail, and then we're going to pass that on. And then we want to be on your list, that we want to know that we are a church that supports Haven. We're praying for Haven. We're sending volunteers to Haven, and Haven is praying for us. I know in our prayer meetings on in the mornings, a lot of times we're praying for local churches that are struggling and pastors that ask us to pray, and there's all kinds of requests coming in. So it's we're supporting each other. The key is ministry. And so there's a network of believers and churches and organizations that have the same heart to reach people, and in this case, in the Akron area, but it's beyond. So I think we minister to like a 7-county area, and we're trying to get churches from all those counties to get a network. It's going to take a while to get that reestablished. There's some churches that have been involved and have kind of waned because of either COVID or whatever, or new pastors. And so we're trying to reestablish the bridge there. And I had one church last week said, all right, we want to be reconnected. Show us how. What do you want us to do? How do we get involved? And so that's on us to say, all right, here's some opportunities. So, there's churches that believe in the mission of Haven. There's some that didn't know anything about it at all. So I've got various number of churches at different situations. But I'm enjoying getting to talk to the pastors and getting to hear their stories and getting. I talked to a guy this morning, actually was fixing my computer. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, when I was a kid, I volunteered at the Haven. He said, I enjoyed that. That impacted me. He's 39, but he said when he was a kid, he volunteered at the Haven. So there's people, I hear that story all the time. People have volunteered. Somebody said my grandma would bring me down to the Haven and we would work together, you know, and so it's been generations of people that have been impacted.
Well, you know, Jim, so many exciting things are happening here. I get excited hearing this because this is something that we've wanted to do. And so in saying all this, Ron, you're doing an excellent job. Let me ask you one last question here. How can our listeners continue to pray for you as you move forward here?
Looking for opportunities to meet pastors and try and meet with pastors' associations and for just to have contact with these pastors. It takes time. And so, pastors, if you're listening, return my call.
Mm-hmm.
So pray that I'll have the opportunity to meet with these pastors. And because usually when we meet, God's just moving. Pray for the time to be able to do that, for discernment on how we can help them. And for the Spirit of God to move us as we pray for each other and support them. I talked to a pastor the other day. He's pastoring a church of 35, and he said every year we lose two or three. And he knows in about 5 years there's not going to be anybody there. And he is faithfully serving and being a pastor to those people, these older people. And so my heart goes out to these pastors that are on the front edge. And, you know, they're going through the battles. There's blessings and battles both. And so just pray that I can be an encouragement to these other pastors and that we can uplift them, kind of like Aaron lifted up Moses' arms during battle, that we can do that for these pastors. So I know I'm just one of a team of people that have that same vision. So if you'd pray for me about that.
Well, Ron, we want to thank you for coming on the radio broadcast today. And thank you for saying yes to the call of God to join the team at Haven of Rest and to really be that just as you've described, that connection to our local church to make it a vibrant connection. So thank you, Ron.
Well, thank you. I enjoy it, and I'm blessed beyond measure. Thank you.